We find ourselves today in a grave and exceptional situation. The Attorney General has broken the law, and as a result of that, one of our citizens has died. Our top law enforcement officer has misled law enforcement during the investigation of those crimes. Never before in our state's history has it been that a state official criminally ended the life of one of our citizens and refused to resign from that post.